Whether they usually have two drinks every 2 months or two drinks over dinner most evenings, most North Shore readers say Canada's latest guidelines on low-risk alcohol consumption won't change their behavior. This month, Canadian guidelines on alcohol consumption were changed to define low-risk drinking as no more than two drinks a week. That's a significant change from the last set of guidelines, which came out a decade ago, and recommended a daily limit of 3 drinks for men and 2 drinks for women and a maximum weekly limit of 10 drinks for women and 15 drinks for men to be considered low risk. The change to the guidelines came after a recent review of scientific studies indicated a much lower level of alcohol consumption can have serious health impacts. One of the more alarming findings of recent research is alcohol is a clear carcinogen, causing an estimated 7,000 cases of cancer a year in Canada. But despite that information, most local readers on the North Shore who drink say the guidelines are unlikely to change their habits when it comes to booze, with 52% of readers indicating their drinking isn't going to change. About 20% of local readers who responded they do intend to cut down. 3% said they plan to quit drinking entirely, while over 24% of those responding said they don't drink, period. North Shore News polled 1,359 North Shore News readers and asked the question, will Canada's new guidelines on low-risk drinking change your alcohol consumption? The poll ran from January 20th to January 30th on our news site. Of the 1,359 votes, we can determine that 455 are from within the community. The full results are as follows. Yes. I plan to quit drinking. 3.08% local, 2.87% total. Yes. I plan to cut down on my booze. 20.44% local, 20.82% total. No. I don't plan on changing my consumption. 52.09% local, 51.73% total. No. I don't drink alcohol. 24.40% local, 24.58% total. Local total. Results are based on an online study of adult North Shore News readers who are located in North and West Vancouver. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 2.65%, 19 times out of 20. North Shore News uses a variety of techniques to capture data, detect and prevent fraudulent votes, detect and prevent robots, and filter out non-local and duplicate votes. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.